America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
On June 5th, a few days ago, the FTC issued a second round of COVID, is what they're calling it at least, COVID-related warning letters to a few MLM companies. And some are very obvious. Like some are like, come on, knuckleheads. What are you doing, man? But there's one in particular that you need to be aware of, because it's extremely mild, and it's just total overreach. It's just the way it is. And first, you have to understand what's the marching orders of the FTC coming after MLM companies. It's one thing, and this is the premise that a lot of government institutions and a lot of politicians use to reduce freedom, and that is group protection, right? So, last night, actually, I watched V for Vendetta, which is, you know, there's a couple very interesting parts in there. It was written by Alan Moore, who also wrote, he actually wrote it as a comic, believe it or not, and he also wrote The Watchmen, which both he's a very, very smart guy, but the guise of user protection, the guise of group, the facade of group protection, and I shouldn't say facade, because I believe they probably believe this, but that's where a lot of freedoms are taken away, on that premise. The premise of group protection, let's eliminate these options so that we protect our people. So I'm with the government and I'm here to help. Very dangerous line. There's one in here that I'm gonna read it to you. I won't say the company name, right? These are all on the FTC website. Some of these are very obvious. Let me read some. Let me read some obvious ones. A social media post that said, "Virus Corona worried? I've been boosting my immune system for several years with high quality supplements. You can too." Okay, you cannot say. I certainly would not say Corona anything around anything about my product, company, anything at all. But at this point, I wouldn't say virus either. Here's another one. "Take care of your health, your body. Avoid many diseases, many viruses, since this virus and many others are here to stay. Coronavirus, influenza, flu. We should nourish ourselves." These are obvious ones. They really are. So there are several that are just like, okay, don't say those things. And again, they are operating on two things, right? And Bonnie, if you need help with shipping, just support@higdongroup.com. So they are operated on, we are here to protect the people and those people bad. That's the operation. Those people bad, we're here to protect people, okay? So when you say any kind of health claims, especially during this time, then they're gonna get you. They're gonna come after you. You definitely can't say Corona anything. True or not, this doesn't matter. Like, a lot of people think that, you know, the truth, well, that's what we can do. The truth is not what you can do. That's not the way government regulation works. Not the way it works. Truth, that's an odd concept for government regulation, okay? And so truth is not what they're looking for. You can have double-blind placebo-controlled studies that eradicate coronavirus. You still could not say it. You could have proof that you walked into the hospital, had it, popped a pill, it was gone, still can't say it. So you got to understand that. Okay? So those obvious ones. Here's one not so obvious. Ready for this? I'm gonna read it verbatim to you. This is what they issued a warning against. Okay, ready? Here we go. There are a lot of people out there who have lost income. You may want to build a side income. You know, make $500 a month, $1,000 a month, or more. There's no ceiling on this. It's whatever you want it to be. What would you like this to do for you? Maybe it could cover one of your bills, like a car payment, or enjoy more time and financial freedom. I can tell you those are both possible at the same time because I've been living that for the past 8 years, and it's wonderful to be able to offer that to other people. Now, would you have caught that? Would you have said, oh, that's terrible? That's not too bad, is it? See? So there, this is that, to me, definite overreach. It's you know, but let's break it down. So what are the problems here that they are seeing in the guise of we must protect our people because they're too dumb to figure stuff out? Our people are too stupid to figure things out, so how do we protect them? That's what they're looking at, right? So first of all, I know there's sensitivity. Yeah, exactly, right? I know there's sensitivity to insinuating people having lost income, even though it's true. But remember what I told you about truth and government regulation. Makes no sense, right? They're two, you know, different things, okay? So I wanna break these down. They don't say, this is the line. I read you the whole thing. They have a problem with that thing right there, okay? But I wanna break down what they could possibly have a problem with, okay? There are a lot of people out there who have lost income, all right? They may have a problem with that because they may take it as, here's these poor people that have lost money and this shady MLMer is trying to gobble them up and you know, screw them over and take more of their hard-earned money, okay? I'm just putting you in your deal. I'm just putting you in their head. You may want to build a side income, you know, make $500 a month, $1,000 a month or more, okay? Maybe we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. There's no ceiling on this. It's whatever you want it to be, okay? I could see them having a problem with that because it's just, what do you want it to be? Well, I want it to be $100,000 a month. Well, it's whatever you want it to be, okay? See how that could be, if your sole mission in life is thinking all MLMers are shady and you're, you know, stealing from the good people that they just can't read things and they don't understand that work's involved, then this could be construed. Here they are trying to convince people that can make whatever they want, okay? There's no ceiling on this. It's whatever you want it to be. What would you like this to do for you? Maybe it could cover one of your bills like a car payment. Now, is that a terrible statement? I don't think it's a terrible statement. I think it's overreach, but again, if you're thinking like them, right? If you're thinking like them, whatever you want it to be, okay? Or enjoy more time and financial freedom. And here's, they definitely have an issue with this. I can tell you those are both possible at the same time because I've been living that for the past 8 years and it's wonderful to be able to offer that to other people. So now you're saying, look at me, it's what I've been able to do. And although this post overall is saying anyone can do what I've been able to do and I have achieved an exceptional result. That's the problem, right? So when you are saying anyone can achieve a phenomenal result, and here I am as a testimonial, as a story, then, you know, there you go, okay? And so how would you say this, okay? How about mixing in that it's work? How about mix it in? Now the truth is, there is no limits on what you can make in here, but it does come down to your work ethic. If you are someone that's willing to work, if you're willing to be coachable, if you're willing to really do the work, we can show you how to make extra money from home. It isn't easy. You do have to learn some skill sets, and hopefully you realize that with anything you're going to make money around, you do need to put some work in. But if you're willing to be coachable, we can show you how to do it. Now, the reality is most people do not have the work ethic to make lots of money in this opportunity. But if you're someone that is, you know, willing to put in time, willing to put in work, Notice the difference here. Notice the difference. And I'm telling you right now, you think that that limits you. Like you think that this is, well, how do I even talk about my opportunity? I mean, this is how I talk. What do I do? You want higher quality leads? Start being honest about the work. Start talking about the work. Now, I'm not defending FTC. I think this is overreach, and that's just what government does, right? They overreach. They get big and they get bigger, never shrink. Okay. So I'm not a fan. But could you mix in one to not only use an exception? So in this case, in this, you know, this person, they use themselves. They are the exception. I've been doing this for 8 years, and there's no ceiling on it. Anyone, it's whatever you want it to be. Whatever you want it to be. That's a little tricky. And so why not talk about how it's work? You can say simple. I would not say easy. I would not say something like it's whatever you want it to be. Whatever you want, right? I wouldn't do that. You know, and again, I mean, it's interesting to me. I mean, I see way worse examples of income claims than this. Way worse, but those companies didn't get a letter for some reason. You know, I mean, every company listed are good companies. Good companies. They've been around a long time. They're good companies. So you just have to be careful. Now, if you hear this and think, oh my God, how am I going to market my business? Well, how about you be a little more forthcoming with how much work it is to make a lot of money and get higher quality leads? Might you get fewer leads? You might get fewer, but might you get higher quality leads? See, if someone reaches out to me, and I'm a hard worker, as you can imagine, I'm a hard worker. If someone reaches out to me and tells me how easy something is to make lots of money, I'm turned off. I'm like, whatever. I'm not interested. That doesn't interest me. I'm not interested in being duped. But that's what the government's protecting against. The government is thinking. So the government, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the government thinks that citizens are morons and that their job is to prevent the morons from losing their money. That's what I believe. You can disagree with it, but let's look at that statement right there. Now, would a normal person, you know, hear that claim and think, oh, there's no work at all involved? A normal person wouldn't. Some would though. And so instead, don't talk about how easy it is. Don't talk about it's whatever you want it to be. Don't talk about here's the exception or she's the exception. See, you could take this whole thing, and use someone else as the exception, and it would still be a major problem. So it's not smart for you to say, I've been doing this for the last 8 years. It's wonderful. It's amazing. Okay. If that said, and hey, my friend Tracy over here, she's been making it and rocking around. Same thing, same problem. When you highlight the exception without talking about the work, you're going to have a problem. And so, and just so you're aware, and I shared this with you before, they have software, they can drill into any private group. So if you think that I just go my prospect group and that's where I'll make all my claims because they can't see that, they're not a part of it. Seriously, I mean, come on. I mean, they can drill right through that. They can read all your posts in your private group, just so you're aware. And so got to be careful out there. And you need to be careful with your reps. If you see your reps, making statements like this, you know, don't publicly shame them because that's never smart, but send them a message. Hey, I saw your latest post and, you know, to be honest, you know, hey, read this. See, it doesn't have to come from you. You can find on the FTC website, you can find the list of letters and copies of the actual letters, right? You know, you got to search around a little bit because the press releases haven't hit yet, but they will. And so you can go and find it and say, hey, you know, may want to check out this article. Just be careful, right? And if they continue doing it, and they won't listen to you, to be honest, for protection of the company, I would tell the company. And I don't like being narc. I don't like being that guy. But here's the thing. When the FTC sends these letters, they then want proof from the companies that they're doing something about it. If the company doesn't have anybody they've ever suspended and no one they've ever terminated, and it's obvious that all these claims are being made, then that company's got a major problem. They really do. And so, you know, I hope this is helpful. This should not be like, oh, woe is me, the sky is falling. It should be, okay, we just have to think like the government, unfortunately. Think like the government in this case. They think citizens are morons. They think MLMers are shady, and that you're trying to trick the citizens who can't think for themselves into something. They are not open to a free market. That's not how it works with the government. They don't want a free market. They want more money, more power, so they can, you know, do their regulation and do the group protection. And that's how it is. And so be smart. And if I were you, I might even post something today. I posted something today. Check out my profile after this video. But I might post something today that says, yes, network marketing is amazing, but you still have to have a work ethic to make any kind of money, right? So saying things like that is okay. It's okay to say that. It's okay. And it reminds me of, you know, when we, me and a partner bought an advertising franchise, and in the franchise manual, you know, you open it and literally every page says you're not going to make it. This is very hard. Most people don't make it. It's going to take you forever to get your money back. And then you sign at the end, right? So nothing was hype. There was no hype. It was probably not going to make it. Most people don't complete it. You to get a return, it's really, right? I'm not saying you have to go that far, but saying that work is involved and not highlighting the exception is smart. And I know that there's other regulatory agencies in Europe. I don't know all the countries for sure, but government loves to expand. They love gobbling up money, creating fear, and gaining power, and that's what happens. So if you're in a country that doesn't have any kind of regulations, here's a future look for you. And so I hope this is helpful. I would not take this. This is not bad news. This is not, here's these terrible companies. I read you. It wasn't that bad, was it? So it's government overreach.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.